All right, so this is my first time doing live. So shout out to the software if it's working. My name is Soat L, the host of The Foundation. So I would like to welcome you. This is The Foundation, and we are High Frequency Radio Network, where we understand incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. That's why we are always correctly applying that correct information here at The Foundation. Check it out. This is my first time on YouTube, y'all. I want to start off by saying all thanks, honors, and praises due to the Creator. And I want to, you know, definitely big up my, you know, my spiritual big brother, Yusuf L. The uncle of the conscious community, in my opinion. High Frequency Radio Network creator. SPCUniversity.com if you're looking to do your SPC dance. And as always, I want to welcome you to check out Welcome to the Foundation.com. Make sure you sign up for that email list. You know, the link is in the description. I never thought I'd be saying that. I hate hearing that. But there it is. Sign up for the email list. Exclusive, you know, offers, content, event, invitations. Make sure you check out the PDF section at welcometothefoundation.com. Free dance. You got the education section. We got the Foundation Trust Primer. If you're new to this dance, maybe this is your first time hearing about trust or hearing about any of that stuff, you know, taking it seriously. I suggest you check that out. Over 18 handpicked documents by yours truly. So, you know, that's at welcometothefoundation.com. Also, we got the Foundation Trust Primer, part one, part two, and part three. Beginner, intermediate, and I would say advanced. These are actual, you know, videos. So it's visual and audio. Definitely have Black's Law Dictionary definitions, Supreme Court case citations. It's weird. But check out that, you know, Foundation Trust series at welcometothefoundation.com. Also, you know, that PP. Passport, no social, PP, NSSN, part one, part two. Part one is how you get it, part two, how you use it. Shout out to Chris L. for sharing that information with the Foundation. Also, you can find our Instagram, our Twitter, all the social media, so on and so forth. Check it out. And obviously, you know where the YouTube is. If you're checking this out, the blog talk couldn't even go live. I was forced into this position. Shout out to the people in the chat. I want to say peace to all the listeners. If you're listening live, so I want to say peace. You're checking out the show or the episode, however you want, you know what I'm saying? I want to say peace to anyone who's checking this out in the future, on the archive, MP3, you know, internet, however you're checking it out. Peace to all the trustees here in private trustee training. Peace to everyone and anyone that has come in contact with this Foundation over these past 8 years. And we're going to get into the show. Today's show is entitled Knowledge of the Elite. So, we're going to jump into that. We're going to jump straight into that. Current events is already available. You know, you can check the channel. it's already up for today. And I think I, you know, put at least one show. So we're getting caught up. We're doing the dance. All right. So here at the foundation, you know, our mission is to reestablish, you know, the education or the foundation of education with regards to business specifically. And, you know, how we are able to do business regardless of what we know, regardless of what we understand. And these things, you know, that I discuss, these things that I talk about, you can definitely do your own research, you know, look them up, prove me wrong, please. You know, I'm live. I've been live on different platforms for 8 years. And now I'm live here. So, I encourage and I appreciate, what is it called? Debate, respectful debate. So when I'm talking about knowledge of the elite, I want to discuss the things that, you know, the elite know, what they're taught and what we're not taught, and ultimately how we can use and utilize this information for ourselves. So with that being said, you know, when I talk about the elite, I speak specifically on those elite in society. Obviously have a lot of wealth, but specifically they have a lot of knowledge that, you know, the typical average, what you would call a citizen, you know, doesn't have. So with that being said, let me jump into it. You know, so when it comes to knowledge, there's things that we are taught and then there's things that we are not taught. And to understand that, you got to understand the history of the public education system and understand whom built the public education system, who financed it, and, you know, really get into the what I would say, the impetus, the purpose of the public education system. And I'm not going to get into that right now. I have done shows on that before. I will do episodes on that in the future. But this information that we're not taught, we're oblivious to, and most of the people that we come in contact with every day, whether it's in business or it's in school, you know, they share the same economic status as us. And I want you to, you know, think about that. Most people that we come in contact with on a day-to-day basis share the same economic status as we do. So it's not, in my opinion, irrational to presume that we in our social economic, you know, circles have knowledge and, you know, different socioeconomic circles have different knowledge. I mean, it has to be so. So, and for me, it's important to understand what I don't know. It's important to seek out, you know, knowledge of things that I'm ignorant of. And specifically, this knowledge that can benefit me and benefit my family. That's the most important for me. And then also, I kind of see the way things are going. And ultimately, you know, this is what I can do to help, you know. This is what I can do to help. There's not very many things that I can do, you know, on a national or international level that can assist a family or one to understand not only the commercial system that they deal with every day and how specifically they have been dealing in this commercial system every day from a disadvantaged position. So let's talk about this knowledge of the elite. First and foremost, they, and I'm not mad at them. I'm not throwing shame. I'm not saying we mobilize against them. You know, I believe in free will and choice. you know, and as long as no one's coming at me or mine, I have no problem with them. You know, I really don't. So I'm just saying I can observe something in another space and appreciate it and, you know, strive for that as well, you know, fairly. And I want to be clear on that. Like, I have no problem. Like, I'm not against elite. I'm not against people with money. You know, I don't hate landlords. It's fundamentally to me, it's immature for me, but that's all, you know? So, excuse me, the elite know they are not individuals. That's what I'm gonna say right now. They know they are not individuals. They know it. they understand that the individual is a separate, distinct, legal entity. They understand that. And I suggest if you don't, that you should check it out. And people say, where do I start? Start by reading the instructions for the 1040. That's where I would start. I would start, you know. But they know they're not an individual. And most do not use the individual. Most of them do not. And they for sure do not earn income with the individual. That's hands down. That's what it is. So that's a particular look. And I'll get into it in a second. But as far as I'm concerned, the individual is the worst structure that you can utilize to earn income with. We'll call it income. I'll call it money. We'll call it money. It's currency. Let's call it money. In my opinion, and you know, I'm not an attorney. I can't give legal advice. I'm not a tax attorney. I'm not any public anything. I have no, you know, certifications, degrees, nothing, no licenses, anything. This is straight up opinion. And those of you who have checked me out for years understand that, you know, I'm speaking straight opinion. But I feel like I have to say that. But in my opinion, the individual is the worst. And you're like, who do I make the check out to? And you say the name of the individual? Oh, man. I feel like that's the worst structure to, you know, generate income with. You know, just like that. So they understand that. They don't use it. They may use it in special circumstances. But and I'm not going to say they don't use it ever. I'm just going to say, you know, special circumstances. But ultimately, you know, definitely not to earn income. The next one is they know what real money is. Hands down. They understand depreciation. They understand depreciation of currency and how it chops away at the purchasing power. You can have the same $100 today, buy something, and then you take $100 and put it in a shoebox and wait 5 years and try to buy the same thing and see if you can. That's inflation, aka depreciation of purchasing power of the currency. So they know what real money is. They never the elite never save in cash. They never do that. They never save in cash. Or any dollar denominated asset. Savings? Come on, man. That's different. Currency, you know, investment. Okay. Savings? You got a savings account and there's dollars in it? you know, one of the other reasons is, you know, I'm gonna tell you the truth. You know, we get upset. When we hear the truth, sometimes we get upset. And, you know, most people don't want to deal with that. But if I told you that you're silly for saving and I'll say, you got a checking account? You say, yes. And I say, how much money you got? You go, oh, I have $250,000 in there. And I'm like, ooh, you're stupid. Well, I mean, not stupid. Well, how about that? How about, ooh, that is not responsible. That is very irresponsible of you. What do you mean it's irresponsible? This is $250,000. I got $250,000 in there. How dare you speak to me like that? No, I'm serious. It is irresponsible, in my opinion. Now, short-term savings, you know, you're going to buy a car in a couple of months or a year or so, you know, so on and so forth, man, come on. You know, I get it. And I do it too, but long-term savings, uh-uh. For what? What's the problem? And they never purchase depreciating assets. And you would be like, well, how do they get cars? A car is a depreciating asset. I will tell you straight up, their businesses purchase depreciating assets and they write them off on the business and they depreciate them on the business for tax advantages. Let me say that again. Their businesses purchase depreciating assets, right? For write-offs and depreciation. They depreciate the asset. Look it up. Look it up what an LLC or a corporation can do with an asset. Depreciation. Look up depreciation. I'm not lying, but I'm not giving you legal advice either. So when I say they never purchase depreciating assets, I'm telling you the truth. You see them riding around these cars and whatever, I'm telling you, it's owned by a trust or it's being leased by some sort of business or corporation or it's owned by a corporation, but typically they lease them. Like they'll buy a fleet of, you know, let's say that, you know, I don't know, it's plumbers or, you know, IT workers and they got multiple teams that go out and they'll buy a fleet, you know. They'll finance those, but, you know, I'm serious. Company cars, the executive company cars owned by the business. Those aren't personal expenses, man. I promise you. The next thing, they don't flash. They're not flashy. They don't show their wealth. They don't. Unless it's good for business purposes. And even then it's like, it's a dress up. And they don't make unsound investments. It's something that just doesn't happen. It's absolutely, you don't lose money. First rule of investing, do not lose money. I know that for a fact. So as far as these different points are concerned, I don't know how many of them that you were aware of. And if you were aware of all of them, man, wow. And I'm not being sarcastic. That's what's up. I respect that. Because, you know, this stuff, it's granular. That's the word, granular. They acquire private education and keep it in their families. I'm going to say it again. They acquire private education and they keep that knowledge within their families. I'm telling you, they're not, you know, it's not something where, you know, a father or a mother, right? Let's say, they acquire some private education. It costs money. It costs $10,000, $15,000. You would be surprised how much private education costs sometimes, depending on what you're looking to, you know, learn. But they acquired some private education. It was an expense to them personally, or it was expense to the family, the estate. Do you think they're freely just handing that out, just telling everybody? No, they acquired that for their family, and they teach their family, and they tell their family to only teach their family. And some of the stuff gets out, obviously. But they don't want you as competition. They just want you as an employee. Invite you to the dinners, you can hang out and stuff like that. But, you know, as soon as you become competition, I promise you the relationship will change. The relationship will change. They don't want you as competition. They want you as employees. They want you to work their machine, work their businesses, so that business can buy them a company car. This is knowledge of the elite. I'm not playing with you. And they are properly structured through trust and private family foundations. You know, one of the biggest, in my opinion, is an entrepreneur. One of the biggest, goals of an entrepreneur is to start a business, right? You know, to get their company. To get, you know, to get their company and to get, you know, their bank account and start doing their dance, right? What would you say if I told you that that was irresponsible? It's irresponsible. It's irresponsible in the sense that there are better moves, more financially sound moves just in the inception of a business that 100% would be much more beneficial for your family, for yourself and your family. And, you know, I would say what I consider reaching for, you know, a corporation. I got my corporation and stuff. It's a valiant. I respect it. But it's due to lack of knowledge, because there are structures that exist that, you know, that aren't public, that are recognized to do business in the United States. And people say, what does that mean, man? And ultimately what that means is, you know how, if you're familiar with business, and if you're not, you know, check it out. You know, you have to go to a secretary of state of any state to organize an LLC or a corporation or a partnership or whatever that, you know, and they give you, you know, these documents and, you know, a secretary of state seal on it. And, you know, you pay the fee and stuff. And then you got a corporation, you got an LLC, you know, and then you contact the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. Typically, you can do it online. It's really simple. And you get the EIN for the LLC. And you're in business. You're in business. And some people know that, some people don't. There's some things that go along with that, you know, afterwards. But, you know, this is not the time nor the place for that discussion. But you have your LLC organization document, or you got your corporate organize, you know, your corporate LLC, I mean, your corporation document, organization document. And you got an EIN from the IRS. And now you can open up a bank account, right? What if I told you that there's another way to do that and it's 100% legal and you won't go to feds, you won't go to jail, you know, but I'm not going to give legal advice. And you know how at the Secretary of State, you got to pay a fee, and then every year you got to renew it and you got to pay a fee and all, you know, what if I told you, you ain't got to do that? What if I told you there's no fees with regards to, you know, the state Secretary of State, and you can still get an EIN and you can still open a bank account? This is knowledge of the elite. And you file the tax returns and, you know, everything goes, you know, honky dory, you know, whistling Dixie. Like nothing ever happened, and no one says anything to anyone unless they know. Because why would I talk to you about it? Hey, man, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, what? What do you mean? What? What? What did you what? So it's not worth it. It's not really worth it. This is why this information isn't really, you know, taught. And there's many reasons why this information isn't taught. But that's one of them. You're not going to hear too much of this stuff because, number one, a lot of this stuff doesn't come free. And number two, what is going to be your reaction? What are you going to do? What are you going to say? How are you going to behave, you know, when ultimately your reality is challenged? Because that's what it comes down to. Your reality is being challenged. But yeah, and a lot of people, ooh, I must, you know, have passion, which is very admirable, noble, respectable. And they, you know, they want to get involved in charity work, and they want to start a nonprofit, and they want to move in a charitable way, and file a corporation or an LLC at the Secretary of State level, and then they get an EIN, and then they go through all these hoops to get a tax exempt status from the IRS. Sometimes they gotta wait 2 years. You have to operate 2 years before you can apply for tax exempt status. It might be three. I'm not an attorney. I'm not giving legal advice. Look it up. I might be crazy, man. I might be over here sipping crazy juice and just jumping on the internet. So I would definitely 100% look into that. But what if I told you that the elite Those with elite knowledge, and I'm telling you, the elite knowledge holders. What if I told you that they don't have to operate for 2 years for their charities? That they typically get their tax-exempt letter within 45 days. And that can be 45 days of actually creating the nonprofit. It's called a private family foundation. You can look into those too. But there's different knowledge that goes along with it. There's specific structures that go along with it. And, you know, that's what we're all about here at the foundation. That's what we're all about. So that's just some information I wanted to share with y'all. Thank you for checking me out. Thank you for, you know, rocking with me and holding my hand. First YouTube live stream. And y'all be sure to check out next week. I think I'm just going to keep doing this. If y'all say what's up, we're going to just keep doing this. Welcome to thefoundation.com. We have our private side. We're calling it the private side. It's the, you know, private invite only access to the membership area of the foundation. And welcome to thefoundation.com. You can email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Just how it sounds. Foundation. And, you know, request an invite. I will personally send you an invite. Also, we got the Foundation magazine. Link in the description if you want to grab that. We got digital and print. It's magnificent. It almost feels like it is out of the Foundation League. It's like, if I didn't know any better, I feel like we stole this from somebody that was doper than us or something. But all jokes aside, you know, the Foundation magazine is really dope. Shout out to, you know, shout out to D. I'm just going to say D. You know, putting it down. So make sure you check that out. We have trustee training available. Multiple ways you can get your hands on that. The easiest and I guess which would be the most economical way would be, you know, to get an invite to the private side of the foundation, get your membership squared away, and then, you know, sign up for the silver tier. And that's, what is that? $500 to sign up and I think $5 a month or something, $9.99 a month, or I can't remember exactly. I think it's $9.99 a month. So, you know, it's and, you know, I'm adding lessons to that minimum one every 60 days. I just added one 2 days ago. You know, opening private trust checking accounts. So, you know, you could do that, or, you know, you could all the way to, you know, having me train you myself. So there's a lot of different options to learn how to administer trusts. And I suggest that, you know, it's something that you get into. It's some nerdy stuff, sure, if you say so, but it's the best thing that you can do for yourself and your family. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. But if you feel me, if what I'm saying resonates with you, you should email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. And be sure to, you know, check out the YouTube where you are right now, obviously. But appreciate you checking out the show. Or, you know, the episode, you know, the knowledge of the elite. I'll catch y'all next week. Y'all enjoy yourself. Take care of yourself. Make sure you say 10 things that you're thankful for before you go to sleep tonight and every night, because it's very important. And,